Officials in Northern California say a deadly wildfire that began 2 weeks ago is almost completely contained. The Associated Press reports that the wildfire, known as the Camp Fire, was 95% contained Thursday. It has been blamed for more than 80 deaths. Three other people died in a second major fire near the city of Los Angeles. State officials are using DNA tests in an effort to identify those killed by the Northern California wildfire. DNA is a substance that carries genetic information in the cells of plants and animals. The testing tool produces results in just 2 hours. The test, called rapid DNA identification, can examine DNA from small pieces of bone or other human remains. It then compares it to genetic material provided by relatives of the missing individuals. But the technology depends on people willing to volunteer their DNA for testing. And there have not been nearly as many volunteers as officials had hoped for. The campfire destroyed the town of Paradise and caused heavy damage to nearby areas. As of Thursday night, at least 84 people were confirmed dead, and the official list of those missing had about 700 names. The Associated Press noted Wednesday that only about 60 people had provided DNA samples to area laboratories. That number came from Annette Mattern, a representative of Andy, the company that donated the technology. Mattern said, "We need hundreds. We need a big enough sample for us to make a positive identification on these and to also give a better idea of how many losses there actually are." Mattern said local law enforcement officials are seeking a way to make it easier for families who live outside Northern California to provide samples. Local law enforcement and the company have said that the DNA samples would be destroyed once they are no longer needed. I'm Jonathan Evans.